Hello, and all names of the servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am doing this audio from my office in my home. Kathy Lee, my wife, is going to be reading to you the fourth chapter of the book of Zechariah. I've taught these scriptures many times, and they certainly pertain to the last days. But my intent is not to talk very much or completely about the last days, but about grace and a mountain, and by the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, and Zerubbabel, Jesus, in this teaching to encourage the body of Christ to walk in the power that I minister to you. Now, Kathy D. is going to read, beginning in verse 1, and read all, I believe, 14 verses in Zechariah 4. And then we will go back and share, teach, and I will pray on certain scriptures of this chapter. Zechariah 4. Amen. Kathy D., you ready?
Verse 1. And the angel that talked with me came again, and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof. And two olive trees by it, one on the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spoke to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered, and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with these seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. And he said, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth.
Amen. Thank you, Kathy. This is a very profound prophecy given by Zechariah and recorded in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4. I've taught this years ago, 15, more than that, 20 years ago, and I've not been teaching it or have not taught it since. But my intent is not to talk about the entire or the whole of this chapter, but about which it is about the church, the body of Christ. But my purpose is to teach the church about their faith, the grace that's given unto them, and that they have the authority to deal with the great mountain, the destroying mountain, which we have talked about not too far, a few days back, in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 26, maybe 25, and 33, as well as in Revelation 18, which is Babylon, and as it is in Jeremiah, and is here, it's a destroying mountain. And in Jeremiah 51, I think it's maybe 25, I'm not sure the exact verse, but I'm close. It's the mountain that destroys the whole earth. It's what's going on today, all throughout the Middle East and other areas of the world. But we want to look at the power, the authority that's given to the body of Christ, which we are members thereof. And we have this kind of authority and this kind of faith. Kathy, would you read to me the sixth verse?
Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying...
Now, just a minute. This is an angel of the Lord talking, right?
Right.
Speaking. Now, and he is speaking. He's speaking to Zechariah about Zerubbabel, right? Now, would you read what the angel said?
This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Glory. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. This is the way it will be done. This is a great harvest, the great deliverance that's coming forth by the Spirit of the living God. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Amen? Now, would you reread that and then read the next verse?
Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Right. Now, notice this is a destroyed mountain that we have talked of, that's prophesied by Jeremiah in 51, I think it's 25. It's called a destroying mountain. And verse 33, it said of Jeremiah, it says, it's time to thresh that mountain. And it'll be by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost. Thank God. And notice what happens. that Zerubbabel comes. This is Jesus. Well, this is the church, and the headstone is Jesus, and he comes. The church comes. That's you. That's me. And thresh this mountain. Thank God. What do we come doing? Saying what? Grace, grace, grace to this mountain. Is that right, Kathy?
That is right.
Grace, 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 grace to this mountain. Grace, 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 grace to this great mountain. Grace spoken by the Spirit of God speaking to this mountain. In the book of John, chapter 1, I think verse 16, 17, in that area, it says, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And the body of Christ, the church, and they come speaking to this destroying mountain. Grace, 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 grace. And doesn't it say that mountain becomes a great plain?
Yes.
Huh?
Become a plain.
A plain. Oh. Folks, this mountain cannot stop us. It cannot resist us coming, speaking by the Spirit of God. Grace, 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 grace. But it becomes, the mountain becomes a plain. And what's next, Kathy?
And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings.
The Spirit will be bringing forth and ministering the headstone, which is Jesus. Now, all this work is a work of the Father, working through his church, his holy apostles and prophets. Thank God. And elders. And the body of Christ. The headstone will come forth. He will bring forth Jesus, the headstone. And what will he be doing? What will the Spirit be saying?
Grace, grace unto it.
Next.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you.
Amen. See? He sent Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel laid the foundation. And Zerubbabel is going to finish the job. It's all going to be done by the Holy Spirit. The Father operating the Spirit of God and people in the body of Christ under discipline, under authority of Jesus. Jesus Christ, Lord of lords and King of kings. And come by the Spirit, saying, grace, 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 grace to the mountain. And it becomes a plain. Thank God. Becomes a plain. It cannot resist us, folks. And the headstone is bought by the Spirit, right?
Right.
And what is the next? Read that verse. Is that 7 or 8?
7 is grace, grace unto you.
Right. What's 8?
8 is, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying. 9 is, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it.
Amen. Now, for years, I've been preaching, teaching the foundation throughout the world on shortwave television. Thank God. Amen. And have laid the foundation, which is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, it is time to finish the house. To finish the house. And my friends, you have the faith to pray. Grace, 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 grace to that mountain. And that mountain will become a plain. And that mountain, coming forth out of that mountain, is the great deliverance and the appointed weeks of the harvest. Jeremiah 5, verse 24. Next verse, Kathy, after, grace, grace, what's next?
Then it was, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house.
Right. Follow that.
His hands shall also finish it.
Right.
Thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you.
The Lord of hosts is the captain of the warfare. Not Jesus.
And then verse 10.
Yeah.
For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice.
That's it. Oh, my God, have I battled with the days of small things. Yes, I despise them. I despise them. For great is our God, and greatly to be praised. In the mountain of His holiness, great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Now, He will not allow only a few go to be with Him in His kingdom. No, He is our great God. Oh, how great Thou art. But there's coming a great deliverance and a great saving and delivering of the souls of God before this last day comes to, or these last days come to an end. Have I ever despised the days of small things? I guess I have. Thank God. And I rejoice, and you rejoice with me. Amen. Kathy, read that 10th verse again.
For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those 7. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth.
Amen. The plummet, going to set things in order. The body of Christ, going to get set in order. The 7 eyes, it says?
Right.
You know, that's the 7 spirits of God listed in Isaiah chapter 11, 7 spirits of God. That's the work going to be done for them. Amen. You read them. Now, what's next?
And that's verse 10. Verse 11 is, then answered I and said unto him, what are these 2 olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these 2 olive branches, which through the 2 golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? Then he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the 2 anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth.
The two anointed ones, you can read about in Revelation chapter 11, I think verse 3 and forward. We'll be talking about these, obviously, in the days ahead. But today, I want to encourage you to pray, grace, 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 grace to this mountain. And that mountain in front of you will become a plain. And you're going to rejoice and enjoy that you are a part of this a great army of God in these last days and last hours of men on this earth in the days of its wickedness. God bless you. I'll be talking to you later. Good night from Plano, Texas. Noel Davidson, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Amen.